Welcome in once again to our weekly feature. It's called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placzetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Welcome in again, Dr. Beth Placzetka. How are we today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Mike?
We're doing good. As our topic for today is an interesting one. I like the way it's titled here. I'll let you kind of intro it because it looks like a fun topic for today.
Okay. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about when we do and when we wait, when we speak and when we remain silent. Kind of like Yoda in Star Wars who said do or don't do.
Right.
You know, we have to figure it out. Now, you know, I've said this to you before. I loved teaching, and I've learned a lot of things about people when I was teaching. You know, and I really like it when kids are naughty. I know that's kind of crazy. I don't encourage that, but I think it's funny. And it's interesting. It tells us a lot about them. So I would always, you know, have high expectations, and they were really good about meeting them. But one at the end of the school year, I was teaching eighth grade that year. And I taught that for quite a few years, actually. But I had some experience by that time. I probably taught 5 or 6 years. So you kind of pick up a few tricks. So at the end of the year, one of the girls, Jenna, and I were in the room straightening up something. And the rest of the kids were doing something else. It was kind of just her and I. I was standing at my desk. She was in the middle of the room. She looks at me and she goes, you know, Ms. Placzetka, it really creeps me out when you do that. Okay, now I'm thinking, I'm just standing here, so I don't know what that is.
Right.
So it's okay, so what am I doing? And she says, well, when somebody does something that you don't like, you just look at them, and then they stop. And I said, okay, I said, now, because she was graduating. I wasn't going to see her the next year. So I thought, well, I can tell you a secret now. She goes, what? I said, I'm looking at you thinking, what do I say to that? And by the time I figured out, you've stopped.
Yeah.
So I never tell you anything. It's great. She started laughing. And I have no idea that it meant anything to her. But I remember that forever because sometimes we speak too soon. You know, we make the problem worse by saying, stop that, stop that, stop that.
Right.
And in reality, they're going to stop in a second anyway. Now, they're making a big disruption. Of course, we're going to do something. But most of the time, students and our children have just lost awareness of what they are doing. And when they see us looking at them, they go, oh, and then they stop. So that's what I'm talking about today, because I really learned that from Jenna, is let's really pay attention to how much we speak and how quickly. I have found, when I've said this to parents numerous times, if you really are upset and you're going to have to say something to your child, or if you're a teacher and you're going to have to correct something, what you want to do is take a deep breath. And there's some ways of getting attention, speaking low and slow, you know, and just say, you know, I'm going to need to think about this. So tomorrow, or when we get home tonight, or when your father or mother, whoever, gets home, we're going to need to discuss this.
Yeah.
Now, what that allows then is the child themselves, or the person, to think, okay, I need to take a look at what I did.
Reflect a little bit.
Reflect a little bit, and to kind of regulate themselves a little bit. You know, that old thing about wait till your dad gets home used to mean you were going to get a paddling. That's not what I'm implying here at all. What I'm implying is we're a team. We want to think about it together. And I'm letting you know that I'm going to wait before I do anything. I'm going to be silent before I speak. A lot of times, you know, at least the kids that I've lived with have wanted to talk about it sooner. And I'd say, just not now.
Yeah.
Just not now. I didn't want to say anything in anger. I didn't want to give it a consequence that would be too harsh. But I didn't want them to think that it was no big deal.
Yeah. And in the classroom with looking at someone and not saying anything, they're probably expecting something to be said, or, you know, stop that, or why are you doing that? But it stands out more when you're just kind of, you know,
looking at them,
putting it back on them. Like, what? I think they can probably sense that you're thinking, what are you doing? Even if you might just be trying to think, okay, what do I say here, or what have you? But the silence there probably stands out and works better.
It does. Yeah. It does. And I do want to just make a quick comment. I hadn't thought about this, but when you said, when people ask, why are you doing, I do have to tell you, or why are you doing that? I do have to tell you, that is a wasted question. Because honestly, most of the time, I don't care why they're doing it, because it's not a good thing to be doing.
Yeah.
So they could give me a reason thinking it's good enough. No, it's not. Let's just change the behavior.
All right, sounds good. As we've run out of time, again, there are some resources online, as there always are, for listeners that want to find out a little more and get some extra information. They can do that at safeharboril.com. And it's Your Life Matters every week at the same time with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We hope you can join us again next week.